The magic number for the Molar Crusaders is now 7. They're 7 wins away from repeating as Ohio Division I state champions. And that quest in the postseason continues tonight from Fairfield High School. Good evening, everybody. Richard Skinner along with Mike Jones. It is sectional semifinal tournament action tonight as the Molar Crusaders take on the Talawanda Braves here at Fairfield. Molar winning its sectional opener over Middletown on Saturday night 60-32, a game in which they led 23-6 at the half. When Middletown tried to hold the basketball, but they held the Middies to 5 of 21 from the field overall, forced them into 10 turnovers, shot 60.5% from the field themselves. And Mike, it was a really good way to open postseason play. I think it's one of the reasons Carl Kramer chooses not to take the bye like Talawanda did. He wants to get a game under his team's belt.
Well, I heard your podcast with Tony Pike earlier this week, and I think that, you know, in baseball you don't do that because you don't want to use your
pitching. Save arms, right.
Yeah, in basketball you definitely do. Gives them a chance to come out here and play on this floor, catch up with the atmosphere, just the surroundings, and it also gives the kids something to work for during practice that week. Just there's a reward. You get to play an extra game, and they're tired of practicing at that point anyway. So, you know, good move to do that in basketball, and Coach Kramer got that done. Middletown was the first victim, and then they get Talawanda tonight for their second game on this floor, and Talawanda had the bye, so they didn't get the chance to play on this floor.
You know, you and I were talking before the broadcast, in the course of a high school season of any kind, be it football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, whatever, you're going to have a letdown moment. You're going to have a letdown week. You're going to have a letdown game. You may have a couple of letdown halves. One thing about this Molar team, and they're fighting that tonight, is the idea of not having a letdown against the 1-21 basketball team. They've done such a good job of not having that. Why do you think that is? Because it's human nature eventually kicks in.
From what I've been able to observe, they're deeper in really good basketball players, I think, than they've been in a while. I think also that's a coaching situation where, you know, you put that pressure on them. Guys are being pushed all the time. And, you know, again, they're still 16 to 18 years old. So, like you said, you kind of expect those letdowns here or there. But the talent is so spread out, too. McBride can shoot. McBride can rebound. McBride can pass. He can block shots.
And he can
play
defend.
Defense.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
So, and Freem is not far off of that. He may not be quite the rebounder. But, you know, he can do all of those things as well. So, sometimes if it's an individual that's having a little bit of a letdown, there's somebody there to pick up that portion of his game. And this team is just, that's how broad they are. Land can do the same thing. He can score. He can play defense. He can rebound. So, you know, they have so many different players that have multiple roles on this team that they can just turn it on any given night when they need to.
In that 60-32 win, as Jonesy was alluding to, Molar had great balanced scoring. Miles McBride led the way with 14. Logan Duncombe had 12. Alec Freem had 10. Max Land had 8. And that's what this team is about. It's a very balanced offensive team. You have two main scorers in Miles McBride and Alec Freem, but we've seen Logan Duncombe down the stretch have double-figure games. Alex Williams has come off the bench at times this year, had double-figure games. Max Land had a really good stretch of basketball the other night scoring it, and that's part of it. You've just got a lot of different weapons.
Yeah, I think if you talk to Coach Kramer, that's one of the things he loves about this team is that when we were coaching, when you're going around the perimeter with a ball, it was always when we would yell one more, which is one more pass,
exactly.
Get it out of your hand to another guy. He is so impressed with the unselfishness of this team that they are willing to give up their own scoring. So they have two main scorers, but it could be anybody on a given night. I've tried to talk over the course of the year. I think Max Land has a lot more offense that we've seen. They just haven't needed it. But when it's necessary, when it's there for him, he'll take it. Duncombe lately has been that guy. He's had a mismatch for a while, and he doesn't seem to overshoot the ball or want the ball and do bad things with it. But, you know, he's going to have a size advantage almost every night. He's going to be working against a 6'4 sophomore tonight. You'd think you got to take advantage of that. But this team is so balanced that it's whatever is available to them, that's what they're going to go find.
Molar's won all 22 games this year, 22-0, 42 straight dating back to the last 20 games of last season. They take on this Talawanda team, which is 1-21 under first-year head coach Bobby Jones, and he's taken over a very difficult situation. 39 years old, was last the head coach at Hagerstown in Indiana, actually coached there 10 years, had a 132-95 record, had some pretty good success, but he's the fourth different coach, Jonesy, in the last 3 years. And trying to build a program, that shows it's been very tough. They've not had a winning season since 2008-2009. It is a major uphill climb right now for the Talawanda program.
Yeah, I mean, for a team that's, you know, they're a fairly small school, given what we do. They're still Division I, so they're big enough for that, but they don't play in, you know, in a big school atmosphere particularly. But it's incredible what he has taken on. When you have four coaches in 3 years, One guy really, I guess, never even got to coach.
Right.
And because he wasn't willing to move in from Michigan or wasn't able to find the right circumstance. There's no continuity there, and I think they feel like they found that in Bobby Jones, that he'll come over and he'll spend time. He's familiar with the area because he used to coach for Charlie Coles' camps, and he was a counselor for that group and kind of fell in love with Charlie Coles and what he was professing in that area of the world. So he's coming over here in his first year trying to put a, you know, a program back together, quite frankly. And you and I talked about it. You know, what do you have in the pipeline? I don't know what they promised him in that way. They've struggled quite a bit lately. And last year, the baseball coach, who has since passed away, and Tim Reed, he came in at the last minute and took this team and coached them last year. So the continuity is not there. And if the talent is there, hopefully Bobby Jones is one of the guys that can help contribute to all that.
They certainly take it on a challenge for sure. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First four, Talawanda, they will go like this. They actually do get their leading scorer back tonight, Craig James, who missed the last two games. 5'9 sophomore guard, averages 10 points, 3.1 rebounds, one assist, and 1.2 steals per game. Also starting tonight in the backcourt will be David Croucher, a 5'9 senior, averages 7.6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.1 assists per game. Another guard, Josh Verst, a 6-foot junior, averages 4.4 points, 2.1 rebounds, and 0.9 assists per game. Up front, it's Ryan Heinous, a 6'2 senior, averages just 1.4 points, 2.4 rebounds, and 0.7 assists per game. And the biggest starter tonight will be Jonathan Richter, a 6'4 sophomore, as Jonesy alluded to. That's the guy that's going to be having to try to guard Logan Duncan tonight. He averages 7.9 points and a team-high 6.4 rebounds per game. Also checks in at 1.0 block shots per game. Talawanda comes in with a 1-21 record. For Moeller, it's the same five that started all but senior night for the Crusaders this year, so it's been very continuous with this lineup. One forward, Michael Shipp, 6'3 senior, 4.6 points, 2.1 rebounds, 1.8 assists, and 0.9 steals. The other forward, Alec Freem, 6'4 senior, 15.0 points, 6.3 rebounds, and 3.4 assists per game are his averages in the regular season. These are regular season numbers. Logan Duncombe, 6'8 sophomore, is the center, 7.7 points, 4.1 rebounds, 0.6 assists, and 1.1 block shots per game. The other, one of the guards, the stat stuffer, Miles McBride, 6'2 senior, averages 14.1 points, 5.8 rebounds, 4.1 assists, 2.2 steals, 1.0 block shots. In the first tournament game, he had 14 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, and a block shot. And the other guard, Max Land, 6'3 junior, averages 8 points, 4.0 rebounds, and 1.2 assists per game. Moeller, 22-0 under the direction of Carl Kramer. This is 29th season, a 568-157 record. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear those starting lineups get introduced, and we'll have the opening tip-off from Fairfield High School. It's Moeller Crusaders Tournament Basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
We're back at Skyline to see what it is that makes people feel so good.
So what's brought you to Skyline today?
Oh, the Coneys, it looks like.
Obviously the Coneys. Yeah. I love Coneys.
You feel like you know everyone when you walk in the door.
This is a place friendships were made. Great food, great service, great people.
Anytime you ask the kids, where do you guys want to eat at Skyline?
It's delicious. The cheese melts in your mouth.
Anytime that I don't have to cook, that's always a good thing.
You never have a bad meal at Skyline, ever.
Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Just like a baroness, middleman, China, but died to get your mind. Then again, incidentally, she's in that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Forgot she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite.
dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, so absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to burn up. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Richards here, Mike Jones, as the final starter being introduced right now for Talawanda. Moeller's already been introduced. Moeller in the road blue uniforms with the gold duels, trimmed in a little bit of white. Talawanda in the white tops and bottoms with navy blue numerals trimmed in red, red trimming on both sides. As Moeller works its way out to center circle, it'll be 6'8 Logan Duncombe up to shake hands with Jonathan Richter, 6'4, who just smiled when he looked at him, giving away 4 inches. Moeller going left to right as you look at your computer, laptop, iPhone, whatever device you're listening to us on. We're happy to have you with us. We're about set for semifinal sectional action, Moeller and Talawanda. Talawanda playing completely for defensive tip writers. They've got everybody in the defensive side of the floor as Duncombe will reach up and tips at the backcourt to Michael Schiff. Easily gets it. And Moeller opens with the basketball, and Talawanda opens in a man-to-man defense, and that's what the head coach, Bobby Jones, wants to do. He wants to play man-to-man. That's the tone he wants to set, Jonesy. They go into Duncombe right away. He turns with a little jump hook and banked it in off the window. Caught it in the middle of the lane, turned over his left shoulder, and banked it in with his right hand.
They'll have it all night if they want it. I think they're going to want to spread it out a little bit. They've got too many guys that can play, but Duncombe's got a real nice advantage in the lane.
A little full-court pressure from Moeller, but Talawanda handles it pretty nicely. This is Croucher with the basketball. He picks up his dribble near the sideline, looking, being hawked by Lance, still looking to get a five count. No, throws a bad pass. It's going to go all the way out of bounds, and Talawanda turns it over. Croucher tried to bounce it out to Richter, tried to come up as a safety valve, and he turns it over.
Talawanda averages 18 turnovers a game, so they are going to have a little tough time with, I think, with Moeller defense.
Here's a pass down inside, and laying it up and in easily was Max Land. 4-0 Moeller. We played less than a minute. Here's Croucher running into the forecourt, runs right into a trap along the sidelines, loses it. Land picks it up, throws it ahead to Freeman, who drops it near the sideline. He then loses it into the backcourt. It was tipped back there, goes back and gets it. Now clears it off to Shipp, who will work it up quickly the other way. Shipp at the top of the key, angles to the right side of the wing, gives it the right corner to McBride. McBride skips it out top of the key to Freeman, throws down low on the left to Duncan, turns with the left hand, laid it in easily. 6-0 Moeller, just like that. We played a minute 20. Here comes the full court pressure. It's kind of a 1-2-2-ish look. McBride playing the point of it. There's James in the backcourt. Comes into it. Hasn't moved up yet. Now throws it back to Croucher. Croucher gets across the timeline barely. And now tries to balance the floor and set the offense. Comes off to James high on the left. 6-0 Moeller, and Talawanda hasn't gotten a shot yet. They haven't even got the ball below the foul line yet. Here with it is Heinous. Goes on the right wing to Croucher. Croucher dribbles. Throws it straight away to Verst. First goes to the right wing to Richter. Richter starts to drive on Duncan to the baseline, hands it off to Croucher behind him. Croucher dribbles with the right hand, picks his dribble up, now bounces on the right baseline to Richter. Richter turns and faces Duncan. Brings it back out to Croucher. Croucher just dribbling in play, starts to drive, pulls up with a tough 18-footer, got it with a hand in his face. Shift. Croucher made the bucket.
12, Croucher.
Quickly back comes Moeller. Here's Land looking in for Duncan. They go to him, turns with a right hand jump hook, hit the side of the backboard, no good. Richter battles for the rebound. Duncan then hits it last. Out of bounds. Duncan might have rushed that shot just a hair.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough time if Richter's not willing to front Duncan at all. He's playing behind him all the way, and that's just going to be a mismatch that is going to cause Talawanda a lot of trouble tonight.
Full court man pressure. Ball tipped out right in front of us. Michael Shipp jumping in front of James to tip it away. And Talawanda will maintain possession along the sideline on their side of the floor. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. 6-2 Moeller with the advantage. It'll be set to trigger it in. David Croucher right in front of us, or actually to our right barely, while we're still coming with some full court man-to-man pressure. Croucher comes into James in the backcourt. James with McBride on him, backs up on the dribble. McBride hawking him all the way. James just a sophomore, the leading scorer on this team. Looks like an eighth grader. He looks very baby-faced. Here clears it out to Verst. Back to Croucher, drives to the top of the key, picks his dribble up. Still looking for somebody to pass it to. Bounces high on the left with it to Verst. First has it then poked away by Shipp out of bounds, and Talawanda will re-inbound it in their offensive front court.
There's going to be a size mismatch at every position. Talawanda will take they've made more threes than Moeller did over the course of the season, although their percentage is lower. They just took that many more.
Bad pass on the inbound, stolen by Max Land, and then James, who they tried to throw the inbound pass to, winds up fouling Land coming up the floor. He'll pick up his first, and the first on either team in the ballgame. You're right. I mean, defensively here with Richter at 6'4 playing behind Duncan, anytime they want to go in the low post, they can get it. Duncan vacates it for a moment as Moeller runs a little bit of an open set. They go high on the right to McBride, hands it off to Shipp for a three off the right wing. Beauty.
3-point basketball, number five.
Just an easy little pitch and catch basically right there. There's a pass as Moeller full court pressures, racing up the other way. Verse falls down as Land almost knocked him down. Then he turns the ball over. Shipp comes up with a steal for Moeller. Hands it to Land, throws it ahead to McBride on the right wing. McBride skips it across to Shipp, top of the key, three. No, barely drew iron. Rebound battled for by McBride, but he caught it stepping on the end line. And we'll get our first sub of the game for Talawanda. Tommy Winkler, a 6'1 senior, who averages 6 points, comes in, and Josh Verst, the junior, will go out. Winkler will now try to trigger it in on the baseline, looks at full court man pressure from Moeller. Winkler looking, still looking. Moeller switching everything. They come into Croucher, bobbles it, gathers himself, now races back the other way, moves it into the front court, throws it off the right side to Winkler. Winkler goes in the corner with it to Heinous. Heinous clears it out straight away to Croucher, who backs up near the timeline.
Moeller sitting back now, not putting as much pressure on the top.
Croucher just dribbled between his legs. It was high on the left to Winkler on the left wing. Goes top of the key to Richter. Richter goes right wing to Croucher. Croucher off to James, top of the circle. Dribbles off to Croucher. Croucher dribbles towards the foul line coming left. Pulls up, spins with a 15-footer. Barely drew the front of the rim. And on a hop, the rebound picked up by Freem. Freem racing the other way. Throws a pass to Duncan, trailing. Laid it up and in, coming down the lane. Nice assist to Freem, and a nice job by Duncan running the floor. And a timeout for Talawanda. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with 4:14 to go in the opening quarter. Boy, Logan Duncombe, other than that one jump hook that he might have forced, got a jump hook from one side off the window, a layup left-handed, and then that time Jonesy running the floor, showing quite a bit of repertoire.
Yeah, when your 6'8 guy's going to run the floor and really get one going down the lane from Freem, he's got to be ready for that. That's automatic. His shots have been so pure tonight, too. He really hasn't had to struggle to get the shot. He hasn't struggled making the shot. They're not rolling in. They're in purely. So, again, I think either Talawanda's got to front him or double down from the outside. They can't let that continue all night long. Moeller's got so many weapons, though, that they'll spread it around. They can score from anywhere.
One thing I will say for seeing a team of Talawanda 1-21, I mean, they seem to have a pretty positive attitude as they were in the huddle before the game, during the national anthem before the game, and they're playing hard. But it's very, very tough when you look at the size of mismatches across the board. Here's a pass in the corner. It comes. There's a pass ahead. They got a 2-on-1. James with Freem back, and then Freem discouraged him as he backed out on the dribble. Brings it out to Croucher at center circle. He throws left wing with it to Heinous. Heinous, and off the ball, we're going to get a foul, and I think we're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to go against Richter, I believe, for trying to post up.
That's a tough place to get a foul for a guy who's not even really looking for the ball. They can't get it into him anyway. I'm not sure what he was doing,
he
just giving the shove.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Alex Williams in the game, 6'4 sophomore. As is Will McCracken, who has it on the right wing. As is Michael Kern, who has it top of the key. So the three subs. Here's Williams, open three, left wing. Got it. Can't leave him alone from out there.
No, he doesn't mind taking that shot early in the offense either. It's good when it goes in.
45.5% three-point shooter drills his first attempt of the night. So Moeller with its main three subs in the game right now, along with Freem and McBride. 14-2 Crusaders. He played a little over 4.5 minutes. Here's James with it for Talawanda. High on the left. Picks his dribble up, goes on the wing to Winkler. Winkler directs a drive, but Freem cuts him off and clears it out straight away to Croucher. Croucher goes left wing to Heinous. Heinous looking in, nothing there. Dribbles once, goes to James. Long three, right wing, got it. Boy, that was about 28 feet out, way out of the right side. We were wondering how he's going to get his shot off tonight. Back the other way came Williams, and he drew the foul. We were wondering how James, he's listed at 5'9", he looks smaller than that, was going to get his shot off. That's how, just back out to about 30 feet and let it fly.
Well, they must have some success. The numbers aren't good on the percentage, but they made more threes than Moeller did over the course of the season.
Winkler picks up the foul. It'll be his first, and Alex Williams' first free throw is good. He's a 75.7% foul shooter. 3:09 to go in the opening quarter, 15-5, Moeller with the lead. As Jared Becker going to come in early tonight for Moeller. So Paul Kramer worked and an extra sub in here early, usually just an 8-man rotation. Second foul shot's good. 5 points for Williams. As Becker comes in, Freem goes out. So four subs on the floor at the moment for the Crusaders. McBride, the only starter in 2-2-1 pressure this time for Moeller. Here's Winkler, has it, picks up his dribble, goes sideline to Richter. Richter walk, might have got away with it. Gives it back to Winkler. Throws it in the middle, has it tipped and stolen. Here's a pass ahead to McBride, drives under low on the left, spins back to the right, laid it in with a reverse layup.
Basketball number 11, Miles.
Ball got tipped, I think, by McCracken, and it was picked up by Becker, who threw it ahead to McBride. Still the 2-2-1 pressure for Moeller. They're still in the backcourt with his James. Throws it diagonally to Croucher. They work it up, James into the front court, trying to avoid a trap. Throws a pass to the left side to Heinous, who has to rescue it. Slings it back inbounds and did so nicely to Croucher. Croucher going to dribble out between the circles. Now backs out near the timeline with McCracken all over him. Can't shake him. Trying to shake him on the dribble. And a 5-second count is going to be called. Croucher was just trying to shake him and never could. McCracken just was about the perfect spot to get the count and works the 5-count. Here's McBride quickly back off the inbounds. Throws it right corner to Becker. Gives it to Curran. Here's a pass to McBride. Almost stolen. Pulls up. Throws a pass low on the left inside. Down in there to McCracken. Kicks it. Williams right corner for three. Got it. Great kick out.
Well, you got a sub coming in off the bench hitting threes, and he's a big man. He can rebound. He's hitting his free throws. It's pretty tough to beat.
That's 8 for Alex Williams in about a minute and a half of action. And it's 21-5 Moeller. 2-2-1 pressure again. They beat it with a pass to Heinous in the front court. Throws it back out to Croucher near the timeline. Croucher with McBride on him. Started to move. Throws a bounce pass to Winkler near the right sideline. He dribbles left towards the top of the key. Throws left now high to James. James starts to drive on Becker. Back to Croucher. Croucher starts to drive straight away. Pulls up, head fakes. 17-footer falling away and hit it.
That's a nice shot. Yeah. You know, here we are in game, whatever, 22 or 23 for Moeller. They're still closing out against the team that's 1-21 defensively with perfect form.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough shot. They've hit two. He's hit two tough shots. And then James hit the long three. Here's Moeller working it around the perimeter. Becker throws it to Williams, top of the key. Head faked. Bounces on the left elbow to McBride. Turns and faces. Wants a screen. Gets one. Works his right of the lane. Pull up 10-footer. Skips off the rim. No. Alex Williams way up to get the rebound. They're going to call him for pushing off. I don't know about that one.
I think that's one of those. He's guilt by height. Yep. You know, it's just if you're bigger, yeah, you've got it. That's you got to foul him to get that ball, but I'm not sure that's the case.
I didn't think it was either. I thought he just plucked it off the top of a player's head. Numerous subs for Talawanda come in. Braden Wright, 6'2 sophomore in. Matthew Bowling, 6'1 junior, comes in. And Verst came back in the lineup. They're working with his Winkler. Winkler throws it to Verst left wing. He drives in, pulls up, kicks it off to James. 30-footer straight away. No, missed that one badly. Banked it even. And Alex Williams, the defensive rebound for Moeller with a minute to go in the first quarter. Throws left wing McBride into the corner for Becker. Wide open three for the lefty. No good. Williams got the rebound low on the right. Power dribbles. Shovels it off to McBride low on the left. And McBride laid it in.
There's the case. There's the unselfishness. Williams is the biggest guy on the court, and he didn't even want to go up. You saw McBride open on the other side of the basket at the block. Gave up the shot to a teammate.
Yeah, I thought he could have shot it himself very
easily. No question.
Easily. Here's trying to dribble through a double team. James Moeller pokes it away, but it's rescued on the sideline and clearing it out of there and doing a nice job. John Beckett, who's in the game. Off the Winkler left wing. He's got it. Throws it to James. 23-7. Moeller, 27 seconds to go, opening quarter. James works behind a screen. Moeller switches it. McBride gets him on the switch. That's not a great switch if you're James. Now he works the other way, and they switch it again. Williams keeps him. Into the corner goes to Winkler. Or reverse, rather. He starts to drive. Throws it back out to Winkler. Right corner, right wing James. He backs out on the dribble with 10 seconds. James now dribbles out to balance the floor. Down to 5 seconds. Wants to get a screen. Starts to work behind it. Williams gets him on the switch. Down to 2 seconds. Down to 1 second.
He doesn't know.
They did not get a
didn't
shot
know.
Off.
Nobody
great defense
yelling.
By Moeller.
Yeah.
So Moeller ends the quarter with a nice defensive possession. And it was a good offensive quarter as well. After one quarter of play in the sectional semifinal, Moeller 23, Talawanda 7. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, and it's powered by Sidearm Sports.
Alabama Fish Bar, the Taste of Cincinnati 2017 winner. Alabama Fish Bar, located in Over the Rhine at 1601 Race Street, Cincinnati. Go to alabamafishbar.com to learn more about this 26-year-old staple serving the freshest fish in historic downtown Cincinnati. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed all major holidays.
Back here at Fairfield High School in the Division I sectional tournament. Richard Skinner, Mike Jones with you, 23-7 Moeller. Pretty efficient quarter on both ends of the floor, Jonesy.
They haven't done much wrong. They're running the floor. The defensive pressure is making shots for Talawanda very difficult, and the ones that they've made have really been ones you're okay with giving up. They just happen to go in.
Talawanda starts with the basketball. Here's Becky, who stays in the game, dribbling left, shovels it off to Verst. First clears it out straight away between the circles to Croucher. He starts to drive on frame. Pulls up with a 17-footer with a hand in his face and missed it. The rebound to Max Land. Another tough shot, good defense. Back come the Crusaders. Land still with it. Pulls it up. Throws right corner with it. Here's a three from over there by Duncombe, who into the game for the first time. My bad. That was Chase Harding who checked in, shot the three and missed it. And the rebound was tipped out of bounds, and Moeller will maintain possession. So it's Harding, Ship, Land, Freem, and dunk them back in the game for the Crusaders.
Well, we asked Coach Kramer at the beginning, do you go hard after them with your top eight for the first half and let some other people get in later? Or he's mixing them up pretty good right now.
Here's Duncan turned as he caught it inside low on the left, turned back to his right, missed the jump hook but drew the foul, and they just have no chance to guard him in there. I'm surprised they're not at least trying to front him a little bit down inside.
Got to change something. He hasn't had any difficulty when they get him the ball. It's just a matter of how often Moeller's going to continue to go there.
That was on Winkler. It'll be his second first free throw by Duncombe, a 61% shooter. Hit the back of the rim, no good. 7:26 to go in the half. Logan Duncombe up there for the second. He's got 6 points on the night. Make it seven as he drills the free throw. He's got seven. Williams has eight. That's 15 for the two Moeller post players. There's Croucher against a little 1-2-2 pressure this time. Gets into the front court. Now he's going to dribble between the circles. Bounces high on the right with it to Winkler. Picks his dribble up in some trouble, clears it out to Beckett. Beckett goes left wing with it to Croucher, drives towards the foul line, bounces it out to Beckett. Long left-handed three right wing. Air ball, might have gotten tipped. Rebound saved in bounds, out of bounds off of, they say, Talawanda. It'll be Moeller basketball as both Ship and Winkler went for it. I think Shipp might actually hit it off his hand. Here's Shipp, who picks up his dribble. Goes to Frame, left wing, Dunkum. Dunkum looking for Land, throws it out to Harding straight away. Goes left corner to Land. Land off on the left to Shipp, hands it back to Land, coming right at the foul line. Spins, takes it down to the left-hand side, banked it in. Tough shot off the window, spinning back to his left for Max Land.
Like to see him get involved in the offense, making a little something, creating something for himself there.
26-7, the Moeller lead. There's a pass ahead, they go, they throw it in the corner with it to Beckett. Back to Verse, back straight away, Prowsher. Prowsher now angles to the left on the dribble, but he's still way out there. Has Land on him. Starts the dribble in, picks his dribble up, throws it off on the right to Winkler. Winkler works it into the corner with it to Verse. Verse dribbles back out near the center circle. Throws it to Prowsher. He dribbles in, goes right wing with it. High on the right with it is Beckett. Beckett picks his dribble up in some trouble. Throws it left wing to Prowsher. Prowsher spins away from Land. Gets a screen. They're going to call it a legal screen. John Beckett is the one who set the screen. I'm not so sure he did unless he moved into him at the last second. But nonetheless, it's a foul. As Talawanda gets four players in, four players out.
Into the game for Talawanda, we have number one, Ryan Hedis.
Hedis comes back.
Braden right
in for the first time. James comes back. Here Shipp drives in. They kick it off the Land, top of the key. Goes right wing to Freem. To Dunkum, top of the circle. Hands it off to Shipp, coming by. Goes to Freem in the right baseline. Freem dribbles out. Finds himself open from three. Spins it out, no good. The defensive rebound to Craig James.
His defender just left him. Left him with no other option. It was a good opportunity to hit a three.
Great look. Here's James straight away. Angles to the left side on the dribble. Talawanda hasn't scored here in the quarter. We've played a couple minutes. Pass that Dunkum almost steals, but Richter, who's back in, gets it. Throws it to James way out on the left side. James hasn't made a move on Freem. Now they start to count on him. Left behind a screen. Bowler just switches it, but James finds himself open for 25 feet. No good. Rebound tipped. Recovered by Wright for Talawanda. Gives it off to Beckett. Straight away to James. Left wing to Hines. Starts to drive on the baseline. Nice job by Harding to cut him off. Spins in the lane. Head fake. Bounces it inside and threw it away. Great job defensively that time for Chase Harding.
Yeah, they hung him up. He was trying to get into the lane and couldn't get there. Moeller's kept them out of the lane. I don't think they have a shot in the lane so far in this game.
Most of their shots have been tough 18-foot jumpers or long, long threes. There's a pass in the right corner with it to Harding. Harding looking in for Dunkum, decided not to go there. Goes out straight away to Shipp. Shipp throws it high on the left to Land. He goes left wing to Freem. Freem throws it down low on the left by Shipp, who just dropped it out of bounds. Reed had a layup, and they both kind of smile at each other because they know it.
Richter's picking up the pace a little bit on Dunkum now, getting a little more physical, not going to let him have quite the easy entry passes he had earlier in the game.
Here comes the full court pressure, and Harding going to get called for holding on the inbound. He'll pick up his first, the senior. 4:56 to go here in the first half. Moeller 26-7 over Talawanda.
Foul number 20, Chase Harding, his first team second.
The triggered in is Wright, looking, still looking. Finally comes into James. James runs away from Dunkum. It's a foot race the other way, and then Moeller catches up, and he clears it out and almost throws it away. They swing it around the horn, left side to Hines. Hines throws out to James straight away, about 30 feet from the bucket. Harding has him. Tries to work behind a screen, spins back to his right, flips it off behind him. Here's a left-handed three by the bench that's airballed long by Matthew Bowling. And then James recovers it, shovels it down inside to Richter, and then Richter passes back out to James. Nice save by James. He was falling out of bounds. And now James launches another long three, airballed it long. They're just chucking stuff now.
Yeah, that's tough.
Here's Shipp, pulls up top of the key, wide open three, back rim no, way up goes Land, tips it to himself. Throws it down inside, tipped out of bounds. It'll be Moeller basketball. He tried to dump it down to Dunkum, and then Talawanda tipped it away as McBride comes back in, and Brad Colbert checks in for the first time. Will McCracken coming back as Harding, Shipp, and Max Land all will go out for the Crusaders.
Will McCracken.
A little oversharing there by Max Land, trying to get Dunkum sneaking into the basket. He had a shot from about 12 feet and didn't take it.
In the corner, nice pass inside from Harding to a wide-open McCracken. Nice assist as he dumped it down in there.
Yeah, McCracken really sealed his guy out well there.
Harding did a good job to get a good angle that time. All right, Mike Colbert did a good job to get a good angle. There's a dribble on the sideline. Moeller trying to trap it. They bounce it out to James. Angles way out on the left. Spins back to his right towards the top of the key. Takes all the way down the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Head fake by Garrett. He drives in. Pulls up. Bounces it out. Here's a long three on the left-hand side. Put up no good. Rebound below the line left by Hines. Oh. Blocked away by McBride. Back comes Colbert. Colbert still on the move. Moves to the left baseline. He might have charged. Nope, they're going to call a block.
Yeah, he was still moving. It was a player possession. You could say that from an offensive perspective. He did knock him over, but he was still moving.
James will pick up his second, sixth on Talawanda. Williams comes back, and Logan Duncan will go out for the Crusaders.
That block by McBride, he wasn't even on the ball.
No.
He was the guy behind the defender on the ball.
I think he was behind the guy on the defender. All I saw him was go up and bunch among the people. Here's a walk against Frame.
Missed that one.
Is that the proverbial makeup call where one guy had one call in the last possession and the other one didn't?
Yeah, I think that raises some eyebrows.
There comes the pass as Moeller comes with full court pressure. They shovel it back to Braden Wright, 6'2 sophomore working it up. They throw it across the timeline. They give it back to Wright, center circle. Wright starts to drive to the right wing. Now spins back, throws that to Drake James near center circle. James is standing in place, dribbling the basketball. As we approach 3 minutes to go here in the quarter, Talawanda still hasn't scored in quarter number two. There's Bowling, moves to the right side, throws it out to Richter straight away, fires up a long three, banked it, no good. Yes, indeed, there's McBride with the rebound. Throws it ahead for Colbert. He'll pull up with a three left wing on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound under McCracken, low on the left.
Yeah.
Reverse layup, low on the right, and he drew a foul. What a nice offensive rebound by Will McCracken. To tip it to himself on the left and then come back with a reverse layup on the right is Heinous will pick up the foul and Will McCracken will try to complete a three-point play.
Very athletic. He went up on the left side of the basket, got the rebound with his left arm and kind of threw it to himself and he crossed over and did the reverse layup.
Free throw was missed, but McBride with the rebound back to Colbert for three straight away. No, Freem with the offensive rebound in the lane. Goes in the right corner with it to McBride. Back out to Freem, around the corner goes to Colbert. He goes right wing back to McBride. McBride just holds it on his hip, throws it out straight away to McCracken. McCracken hands it off to Freem coming by. Freem goes to the right side. McBride behind a screen for three. Got it off the right wing.
They're just so smooth. They don't even look like they're working at it. It's just automatic where these guys are going to their positions. They know where a guy's going to be. The pass is there, ready to shoot.
Worked behind a nice little flare screen from Alex Williams and drilled it. 33-7, Moeller leads. There's Heinous in some trouble. Picked his dribble up. Looking, throws a pass that McCracken knocks down and takes away from him. And then in the backcourt, Heinous just fouled him. That was just a frustration foul. And Will McCracken going to get a chance to go to the line for the 1-1 here. Things unraveling quickly for Talawanda, down 33-7. Moeller's outscored him in this quarter, 10-0. And there's 2:14 to go until halftime.
He's
coming in for the first time. Tristan Fontaine, a 5'9 senior, will check in. And Braden Wright will go out. Will McCracken will be at the line for the 1-1 here. Clock stop, 2:14 to go. McCracken's free throw's good.
First shot is good.
Moeller's been very businesslike tonight. Everybody's in the right spot at the right time, looking up, sharing the ball, good defense.
McCracken's second foul shot hit the front of the rim. No, the rebound, though, tipped into the corner. James is able to save it near the sideline. Nice job by the Talawanda sophomore. Craig James, who throws it ahead to Croucher's back in. Croucher goes on the right side with it to Fontaine. Back to Croucher. High on the right, throws it high on the left to James. Under 2 minutes to go, Talawanda still not scored in this quarter. James works behind a screen, Moeller just switches it. Alex Williams now picks him up on the switch. James wants to drive on him, Williams cuts him off. They try to throw it down inside, ball knocked out of bounds, off of the offensive player, Richter. Nice job by Colbert to come over and help.
Richter's working really hard to get the ball down on the block, and they haven't gotten him the ball there yet. He thinks with that switch, when Moeller switches outside, he's got a mismatch, which he really doesn't. But he's working hard at it.
Michael Curran comes in for Frame. Here's Colbert, throws it left elbow to McBride, turns, faces, jab steps, doesn't make a move yet. Works behind a screen, still on the move, takes it down the lane, and a holding foul going to be called on Croucher. Not much he could do there, that's just a better athlete, just trying to keep him in front of him. McBride will go to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Well, if there's a line of guys that are stepped behind McBride,
no
it's going to be a long line.
1:33 to go in the first half, 34-7 the Moeller lead. Now's McBride for the 1-1, puts it up, got it. Bride, a 74.5% foul shooter. He's got eight. Moeller looking to maybe go back-to-back first halves here in the sectional tournament, holding a team to less than 10 points. They held Middletown to six. Second foul shot for McBride's good, and it's now 36-7 the Moeller advantage. Here's Croucher, works it up. Moeller not really pressuring this time. Comes into the front court, angles to the right wing on the dribble. Picks his dribble up, throws it out straight away to Fontaine. Fontaine dribbles once, throws it high on the right to Croucher. Croucher trying to work behind a screen, goes the other way. McBride, who cuts him off along the sideline, now spins back. Kraken picks him up on a switch, throws it off. Here's another long three right side.
Oh, got
buried
it.
By Fontaine. Man, that thing was a good 27 feet out.
It's tough to convince yourself to go out and get guard guys that far away from the basket, but that's where they're making their points.
They made two long threes and two long twos that were contested. Inside of a minute to play. Here's a spin by Curran, who faked the dribble handoff, drove in, had a shot blocked, but they're going to call the foul on Fontaine as they threw it to the left elbow to Curran. Curran faked the handoff to a player going by and then spun and went right to the rim and drew the foul. They'll get a couple foul shots.
They called it with a body, but I didn't see that contact.
Yeah, I saw the block call, and I wasn't buying it. I thought it was on the shot. As it is, Curran's going to get two foul shots. First one's good with 49.5 seconds to go in the half. 37-10 Moeller, make it 38-10 as he makes the second one as well. There's Krauscher. Works it up, throws it to James, way out of the right wing, back out to Krauscher. He goes left side with it to Fontaine, who just made that long three a moment ago. Back out near the timeline to Krauscher straight away. Dribbles right, bounces on the right sideline to James. They come trapping. James dribbles out of it, throws it out to Fontaine. Moeller has some fouls to give. McCracken tips a pass to James, throws it back to Fontaine. Fontaine dribbles once, back out to James. James by the center circle, almost got away with a palm. There's Krauscher, drives to the baseline and loses his dribble. They have to save it way back into James. James near the right sideline, the Moeller bench, clears it out to Fontaine with 12 seconds. Throws it back to James, deep on the right side. Works behind the screen, Williams picks him up on the switch. Dribbles out, looks at the clock, still trying to make a move, drives down the lane, picks his dribble up, spins on Williams, tries to shoot it over Williams, and he called it for a walk. What a great job defensively by Alex Williams with point one. He just stood his ground and snuffed it.
Yeah, that would have been easy for him to get up in the air, try to do something. He went up late and still got the block.
Moeller inbounds it, can do nothing with it with point one, and that's going to end the first half of play. Very business-like first half for the Moeller Crusaders as they took care of business. And at halftime, it's Moeller 38. Talawanda 10. Coming up, Jai Schiavone will join Rob Ebel here at halftime in this sectional semifinal game from Fairfield High School. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, and it's powered by Sidearm Sports.
Enjoying tonight's broadcast but missed the first 30 minutes? No need to worry. Appointment listening for all ESP Media broadcasts can be found at soundcloud.com/ESP Media or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search for ESP Media. Appointment listening by ESP Media since 2010. We're back here at Fairfield High School where the Crusaders are leading the Talawanda Braves 38-10 at halftime. I'm Rob Ebel with Jai Schiavone. Jai, thanks for coming over, brother.
Hey, Rob. Nice to be with you again tonight.
As expected, no surprises, right?
Nope. Talawanda, they're undersized.
Yes.
But they're playing hard, and they made a couple shots, and it's good to see. You know, we're going to, again, like we talked about earlier, just try to play as hard as we can.
Sure.
Honor the game,
distribute
the ball, move the ball around.
I have to say, I really liked how Carl rotated players
right.
in. It was a nice mix of twos, if you will, mm-hmm. but a smattering of ones.
He got our two seniors that don't get a chance to play that much, Chase Harding and Jared Becker got in early with the good guys on the first team. So it's good, you know, and we're going to – I'm sure right now they're in there saying, okay, let's just continue to play hard, take good shots, guard, rebound, honor the game, and we'll get out of here and then come back on Friday.
How about those 2 minutes that Williams was in there? I think it was in the first quarter. Came in and free throws, drained to three, rebounds. I mean,
Alex, as a sophomore, instant offense, he can score the ball.
He's not afraid to rebound.
No, he's a typical scorer. You know, there's guys that are shooters and guys that are scorers, and he can shoot, but he's also a scorer. He'll score different ways. So
you've been around the program a long time. Have you seen a less selfish Moeller basketball team in your time?
You know, doing statistics, we keep track of our assists, and we try to get maybe one assist for every two baskets. This is a team that really enjoys passing the ball, and we have guys that are really good with the ball in their hands.
Sure.
Obviously Miles and Alec are so good assisting each other, and we're trying to the more you share the ball, the better we're going to be.
Right. Yeah. The game following us, we'll play the winner, West High versus Coleraine. Yeah. Any thoughts for the fans on what you're expecting to see?
West High has had a, Mark Mitchell is back in the high school scene in Cincinnati after staying a couple years coaching his daughter
yes.
at Ohio State. And Mitch will get after it. He's going to rebuild that program. I don't know how strong they are this year. They won a few games this year that they weren't expected to win. And Coleraine in the GMC, everybody talks about Lakota East and Oak Hills and Mason. Coleraine probably, they beat Oak Hills. They're better than people probably assume they are. So,
based on those comments, do you see Coleraine winning then?
I say they're the favorite only because they're from the GMC probably. But
sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mitch has his guys, playing hard. I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins.
So if things hold here for the Crusaders in the second half, we would play at 7 o'clock here on Friday.
Yeah.
Please come out, get your tickets at the athletic department. If not, we will be broadcasting live on letsgobigmo.com. I was going to ask you one last question before I get you out of here.
Yeah.
The difference in playing, these GMC gyms that we play a lot of these sectionals are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get to UD Arena next, bigger floor.
Right.
What's that do for the coaching staff?
Well, we actually, all the sectional games are on the 94-foot floor.
Okay.
But we actually had a choice to play at a couple different venues, Lakota West or Fairfield. And we kind of chose to play here because of the arena-like setting
here. The bowl setting?
Yeah, yeah. It's more of an arena than a typical high school gym. And as we move forward, playing at UD and then playing at Cintas, then hopefully getting a chance to play, get the shot, those big arenas, this gym gives us a better feel.
Okay.
So we enjoy playing here. We've had some success playing here. So we actually did choose to come here and play.
Perfect. Well, that's a good answer, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it's a good question,
yes,
too.
Hopefully we get to see you Friday
yep.
At halftime with the Crusaders ahead. But
yep.
Once again, this is Jai Shivoni and Rob Ebel. Thank you, Jai.
Thanks
we will
everything.
See you. We'll see you on Friday. Once again, the Crusaders are up 38-10 halftime here at Fairfield High School. We'll be right back with Richard Skinner and Mike Jones to recap the second half.
Craftsman Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit craftsmanelectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
Fairfield High School, Richard Skinner, Mike Jones in this sectional semifinal game with Moeller on top of Talawanda 38-10. Jonesy, you said it about midway through the second quarter, it's been a business-like performance by Moeller, and we talked pregame about no letdown, and you could probably get through this game even with a major letdown, and I didn't see any of that from Moeller.
You could,
in the first half.
And you're right, they didn't. They could get by with a major letdown. They haven't done it, and that's what a coach's circumstance is coming into this game. How do I keep these guys focused? I don't mean to take anything from Talawanda, but when you're on offense and you've got so many mismatches, it's a matter of how hard do I work for the shot? Should it just come to me? Should I go a little bit further? You know, McBride, Freem, they can do pretty much whatever they want. It's all a matter, is it my turn or should I try to create something or go to the next guy? And you get a little complacent, but it's been very businesslike, which I think Coach Kramer would absolutely take, because business for these guys is serious business. So they have not done anything at all that you would say that they've had a letdown or they haven't been focused. They've been on everything they're supposed to do, I think.
No, you can even see on the defensive end that last possession was a microcosm. Alex Williams stopped the offensive player. He spun twice. Could have gotten greedy and said, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to block this thing and spike it to the moon and back.
Yeah.
And instead, he just stayed on the ground. Guy couldn't get his shot off. He was still able to block it even in that circumstance. And you saw that throughout there. This is a game where you can get greedy gambling for steals, right? Trying to block shots, not maybe defending properly. Didn't see any of that in the first half.
Well, you got a 5'9 sophomore who gets the switch on the screen.
The big guy, right.
And so he thinks, well, I got this 6'4 guy that's a wide body. I'm going to be able to go around him. And he never did. I mean, he just kept looking, couldn't get through. Williams really stayed to all the defensive principles you would teach. He goes up late. He didn't get up in the air early. He goes up late and still gets the touch. So, you know, you have to look, like I say, that microcosm of their game with Alex Williams' last defensive stand would be very accurate.
In the first half, Moeller played 11 players, and scoring-wise, Alex Williams led the way in scoring. He had 8 points, and he did it in about a minute and a half span of the first quarter. Also in that first half of play, I take it back, he had 8 points. Miles McBride led the way with 9 in the first half. 5 for Will McCracken, 7 for Logan Duncombe, 4 for Max Land, 3 for Alec Freem. Michael Kern had 2 points. Michael Shipp started, didn't score, and Jared Becker, Chase Hart, and Brad Colbert all played in the first half and failed to score. Freem, he's the leading scorer in the regular season, barely got to double digits in game one, has just a 3-point field goal in this game, but really, again, he hasn't really looked to score a whole lot.
No.
He had 8 assists in the first game.
Yeah, there's that unselfishness. Again, you're looking for the next guy with a little bit better look. He hasn't had to work very hard, but their offense hasn't really been challenged. They've been able to do pretty much whatever they want. They get one step, and they can go to the basket.
Well, Moeller going to start the second half with the basketball, and they're going to start some different people. Jared Becker, the senior, will start. He's going to trigger bounds in front of us. Miles McBride starts. Michael Shipp starts. Carrington Ballantyne, who didn't play in the first half, becomes the 12th different Moeller player to play, starts, as does Logan Duncombe. Moeller going right to left as you look at whatever device you're listening to us on, and Jared Becker has it top of the key. Hands it to Ballantyne, coming back right. Throws it to Shipp in the corner. Makes a good catch. He looked inside. He had a complete mismatch, and there is James, and James going to get caught for holding. They got a mismatch where Duncombe at 6'8", James got switched onto him at 5'9", and James just said, to heck with this, I'm giving up a foul.
I think Shipp looked down there and didn't believe what he saw.
Exactly.
Because he held on to the ball an extra 2 or 3 counts before he tried to go in, and James didn't have any opportunity to do anything but jump in his jersey.
Well, Moeller will trigger it inbounds. They throw it down inside for Duncombe, and James knocked it away out of bounds. Might have gone off Duncombe, but they said it went off James instead. Nice hustle play by the little guy. That foul on James, by the way, was his third. It'll be Miles McBride to trigger it in, looking at a 4-across set. He looks, comes in the corner to Duncombe, throws it left elbow to Becker. Becker throws it right elbow to Ballantyne, throws it down low on the right for Duncombe, has a man on him, clears it back out to Ballantyne. Left side McBride, goes in the left corner to Becker. Becker throws it to Shipp on the left wing, fakes a handoff coming around, picks his dribble up, skips it across to McBride on the right wing, head fakes, drives to the baseline, cutoff, out to Duncombe, foul line jump shot for him on the way, no good, back of the rim. And the little guy, James, went up to get the rebound. Just going to clear out and let everybody get away, and he'll work it up against Ballantyne. Shovels it off to Croucher, who now comes into the forecourt. Croucher with McBride on him, giving him room, off to James near the right sideline. James works behind a screen. Ballantyne gets around it. James still on the move, cut off. Throws it to Verse, coming right between the circles. Throws it right wing to Heinous. Clears it out to James, high on the left. McBride creeps out to get him about 35 feet from the bucket because he may pull it from there. James works behind the screen, gets the switch, starts the drive in the lane, cut off, throws it out to Richter. His three on the way over Duncombe, new, missed it long, and Jared Becker with a defensive rebound. Shovels it off to McBride, who starts back the other way for Moeller. McBride still on the move, throws it off right wing Shipp. Shipp drives low on the right, takes all the way to the rim and laid it in. And drew the foul. Boy, nice drive by Shipp coming from the right wing, just took it all the way to the rim and drew the contact.
Yeah, that was the one dribble effort from the three-point line. He went up high over the defender and laid it in softly.
That'll be Jonathan Richter's third foul. He will go out, and checking in will be John Beckett, the 6'4 senior who played in the first half. And Michael Shipp with 6:41 to go in the third, up at the line for one foul shot, puts it up and in, and Moeller's lead swells to 41-10. Here's Croucher. McBride on him. Moeller just token pressure, not pressuring it much. Shovels a pass off on the right wing with it to James. James has it poked away by Valentine, recovers, drives to the baseline. Valentine does a nice job to cut him off. Now will dribble back out deep on the right. Throws it out near the center circle to Croucher. Croucher dribbles through his legs. Throws it right wing to James. Valentine comes out to get him. James works behind a screen. Now Duncan gets him on a switch. James recovered. Valentine flew by. Throws it to Croucher. Nice recovery by Moeller again. Here's Croucher. Got Duncan on a switch. Tries to drive. Throws a tough shot up over Duncan. Not even close. Skipped off the rim and shipped with a defensive rebound. Ship back in a hurry the other way. Throws it to a charging McBride. Makes a great catch near. Missed it. Duncan the offensive rebound and the stick back.
Number 34, Logan Duncan.
Good lob there to McBride. He just wasn't able to corral it the way he needed to. Got it back down to Duncan for the easy bucket.
43-10 Molars. We played a little over 2 minutes. Here's a pass on the right elbow with it to Beckett. Beckett with Duncan on him. Hasn't made a move yet. Hasn't dribbled yet. Now dribbles once to get away from it. Clears it out to Croucher near the timeline. Croucher high on the left. Dribbling against McBride. Shake and bake. Gives it off here. Cutting off a screen and throwing up a long three that is no good. Was burst. And the rebound to Duncan. Ahead to McBride. Moeller trying to run. McBride shovels a pass left wing to Ship, who drops it. Picks it up. Goes to Duncan. Top of the key. To McBride on the right wing. McBride throws it down inside for Duncan. And playing behind him and drawing the foul will be John Beckett.
Well, if Moeller wants to go down low now to Duncan, they've even got more of a mismatch. Richter was getting a little more physical. I don't think that his replacement, who is Beckett, is going to be able to be quite as physical. So that should be more open than it was earlier on.
Matthew Bowling in for Talawanda. Heinous goes out. There's an inbounds pass low on the left to Ship. He just grabs, puts it up, and draws the foul and scores the bucket. He had the defender literally locking his arm. Matthew Bowling heard the whistle, just threw it up at the basket as he was falling down and banked it in.
Should have called that foul earlier.
Yeah.
He was really, should have been on the floor. Moeller's got to look. The inbounder will always look to the opposite block to see if the defender's got his head turned and doesn't see the pass coming. They whiz it right by his ear to the offensive player. He should have an easy look.
Ship's free throw is no good. Becker tried to battle for the rebound. Couldn't get it. Card Thompson comes in for Miles McBride. I'm sure we'll see Miles McBride the rest of the night with Moeller now up 45-10. Here's Croucher, dribbles to the left wing, trying to shake Valentine, can't do it. Valentine doing a great job defensively. Bounces right wing to James. James works behind a screen. Thompson goes over top of it. James just dribbles through his leg with Thompson on him, throws a pass, it's knocked down by Valentine. It's a foot race the other way. Valentine drives all the way down and stuffs it with one hand.
That's athleticism. He had a guy on him, he was always going to go for the dunk there.
47-10 Moeller. I believe we've hit running clock time now. Here's Croucher. Throws it left wing with it to Verst. Verst works behind a screen. Ship comes out and picks him up. Still dribbling out there with Ship on him. Throws it high on the right to James. Thompson on him. They're going to try to set a screen for him. They get Duncan on a switch on James. Duncan trying to do a good job. Did a good job. Made James pick his dribble up. Throws it in the corner to Verst. Verst starts to drive, cut off to Croucher, drives to the baseline, pull up 17-footer, missed it long with an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Becker. Becker floats it ahead to guard Thompson, who runs back the other way to the left wing, picks his dribble up, clears it out to Valentine. Off the Ship, goes right corner to Becker. Becker looking inside, throws it to Duncan on the right baseline. Duncan racks his defender in, takes it all the way down inside, easily banked it in over the smaller Beckett.
Yeah, Beckett, if he's not going to get any help, he's not going to have any opportunity to stop that at all.
And a timeout going to be taken here by Talawanda. Is the lead now with 3:56 to go in the third, has swollen to 49-10. We'll take a timeout with him. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Budget Door of Cincinnati has you covered. We specialize in repair and installation of commercial doors, security gates, and dock levelers. With affordable rates, 24-hour commercial service, and free replacement quotes, Budget Door can help you with any of your dock or door projects. Have an issue with your home garage door or opener? Budget Door can help with that too. Servicing the tri-state area for over 30 years, Budget Door offers quality service at a budget price. Call 513-851-6644 to schedule your door repair or replacement today.
Here at Fairfield High School, it's the sectional semifinals in Division One. This one, of course, of numerous sites. This feeds into Dayton District One. A week from Saturday, the sectional championship will come up on Friday. Moeller comfortably ahead will advance to that championship game to take on the winner of the next game between West High and Coleraine. Coleraine, the 20 seed, West High, the 23 seed. Moeller comes back. We're at running clock time officially with Valentine, Thompson, Chase Harding in the game. Max Landon for the first time in the second half. And Alex Williams, the five on the floor for the Crusaders. Talawanda has scored 3 points, Jonesy, over the last two quarters.
They have taken terrible shots. They've missed badly, but even the shot selection has been bad. They have not had one opportunity in the lane so far tonight. Not one.
Valentin Hawking. James poked it away from him from behind, and then James almost fouled. It's taken away and picked up by Harding. What a great job defensively. Throw it at guard Thompson. He drives under low on the right. Shovels it to Williams in the lane. Drops it, and it goes out of bounds off of Moeller. It'll be Talawanda basketball. We're still pressuring a little bit full court with Valentin and Thompson, but they're mostly token pressure. Tell you what, though, Valentin, he loves to play defense.
Yeah, he's not only quick, but he's physical, too. He will body up with you, or McBride does it more with quickness and position. Carrington will get up in your body.
Dale Yager in for the first time, has the basketball. Clears it off to Reagan Shepard in for the first time. Does a pass that's knocked down. Rescued, though, along the sideline by Talawanda. Driving back the other way, maybe get away with a walk. Was Bowley. Clears it out to James high on the right.
Better cover him.
Under 3 minutes to go. Land does do that. Clears it out straight away to Yager. Yager dribbles to the right. Spins back to the lane on Valentine. Clears it off on the left wing to Shepard. He drives in the lane. Throws a bounce pass out of bounds. Drove it inside. Tried to kick it out to James and just threw it away. Oh, no. Actually, they said it went off of Land out of bounds. So it'll stay with Talawanda basketball as the running clock continues. Down to 2.5 to go in the third. Here's James with Thompson giving him room. James angles to the left. Now they come and double-team him. He throws it to the right. This is Yager. Yager throws it out straight away. Bowling thought about a three, but Land came out on him. Goes right wing with it to Yager. Yager looks in. Works behind his screen high on the right. Now dribbles towards the corner. Picks his dribble up. Clears it out straight away to James. James starts to dribble with Thompson on him. They go behind the screen. Now Harding picks him up on the switch. James trying to dribble, throws it in the corner with it. Here's a three from way in the deep left corner, no good. Rebound goes all the way to the sideline, recovered by Yager. Or make it Bowling. He head fakes and throws a bad pass into the lane, taken away by Land. Land the other way. It's a three on two if you hurry. He's bouncing off to Harding, driving on the right, laid it up and in.
Harding did a nice job. He really kept in sync there. Had a long length of his last step for the layup.
51-10 Moeller with the lead. Here's James between the circles. Throws up a 30-footer straight away. Airballed it long right with a rebound gathered from the lane by Yager. He throws up a three. He missed it long. Rebound down inside. Put back up. No good. It was blocked as Yager got the rebound. Bowling actually took that last three. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Moeller.
I think that's their first shot attempt inside the paint tonight.
And it got blocked.
There's
a pass to James in the right corner. Dribbles out. Works behind a screen, throws it out. Here's a long, high arching three that's good. Three, straight away by Dale Yager.
Number 22, Dale Yager.
First points of the third quarter come with a minute to go. There's a lob down inside for Williams. Catches low in the left and laid it in. That's just too good.
Yeah. Land makes a really nice, accurate pass on a lob there. And Williams had no trouble converting that one.
53-13 Moeller. 45 seconds to go here in the third. There's James, works behind a screen. Valentin picks him up on the switch, throws it in the corner to the guy who just made the three. Yager, he drives in, takes it in the lane, pull up 15-footer, back of the rim, no. Rebound loose on the floor. Land dives on the floor to try to get it, goes out of bounds. Off Talawanda Moeller basketball. Good hustle from Max Land to get on the floor. As Patrick Suter will come in, and Alex Williams will call tonight. He'll go out with 10 very efficient points on the evening. Clock running even on the inbound, so we're down to 15 seconds as guard Thompson will walk into the front court. Throws in the right wing to Valentin. Throws it out straight away to Land. Land with 10 seconds. Off to Valentin in the right wing. Here's Harding cutting down the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Suter the lefty open for three. Missed it long. No. Land had the rebound. Knocked away out of bounds. And that's going to do it for the quarter because Moeller cannot let the clock stop. But time will run out. We've come to the end of three quarters of play in this Division I sectional semifinal game. It's all Moeller. Crusaders 53, Talawanda 13. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcasts, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader.
back here at Fairfield High School. Richard Skinner, Mike Jones, as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Moeller on top of Talawanda, 53-13. Last two quarters for Talawanda, have seen them make a single three in each quarter, and they just had a hard time getting any offense tonight.
Yeah, there's just not much out there for them. Every time they look into the lane, they back it back out. It seems like when Moeller switches screens so flawlessly that they're waiting to go around the corner.
There's not a bad switch.
There's not a bad switch. And yeah, they've done it consistently. They don't get caught on switches because that's all they ever do.
I think, you know, when you play maybe some higher-level teams, you might get a bad switch if Duncombe switches off on a quicker guy, but not against this group. There's a drive along the baseline. Fall away, one-legged shot put up no good by Winkler, who was in the game. Rebounded by Freeman, who's back in. Gives it the corner to Colbert. They swing it around to Thompson. Thompson drives in the lane. Throws it back. Here's Harding with a three. Straight away, no good. Back where Reagan Colbert missed it. And the rebound comes down to Heinous. Shovels it off to Winkler. Winkler drives in, throws a scoop shot up, and got away with a walk. And the running clock continues. Moeller up 53-13. Crusaders through three quarters. If you go back to that last first tournament game, they've outscored the opponents 113-45. There's Colbert on the right wing. Throws it in the corner to Freem. Freem bounces to McCracken, who's in at the right elbow. Shovels it back to Freem. Freem drives to the baseline, picks his dribble up, bounces low on the right to McCracken, who dropped it out of bounds. That was a pretty nice pass from Freem. McCracken just couldn't hang on to it.
There have been about four occasions where that pass has just been fumbled, and they had an easy shot if they would have just caught the ball, which is a little unlike them.
There's Croucher. Dribbles into the forecourt. Bounces off to Heinous. Long range straight away. Goes on the right wing with it to Beckett. Beckett dribbles out towards the top of the key. Picks his dribble up out to Croucher. Works behind a screen towards the top of the circle. Drives in, cut off. Bounces off to Beckett. Beckett clears it back out to Croucher, who's going to come out near center circle and reset the offense. Croucher dribbles through the legs, angles to the left wing on the dribble. Now dribbles towards the left baseline on Thompson, takes all the way under low on the left, put a shot up, no good, and guard Thompson picked up the personal foul. Pretty nice drive from Croucher, who seems all right-handed, but he went to his left and drew the contact.
He just kept working and working and working. He went from one side of the court to the other and went from the top down to the baseline.
Two free throws for David Croucher. Clock continues to roll. First free throw is good. He's got five. That leads Talawanda. We have a second one upcoming here momentarily. Taking a long look at the foul line and fires. Back rimmed it. No. Nice rebound down for Suter. Gives it off to Freem. Freem works it in the front court. Almost lost the dribble. Bounces off to Suter. Suter drives to the foul line. Kicks it right wing to Colbert. Back out to Freem. Left wing he goes to Thompson. Guard Thompson. Dribbles once, clears it to Suter straight away. Suter throws right wing to Colbert. Nice defense being hawked over there. Colbert gets away from it, starts to drive, takes all the way down, shoves it on the baseline to McCracken. He drives back towards the lane, clears it out to Suter. Right side, Thompson. Thompson drives into the lane, takes it inside, bounces on the baseline with it to Suter, picks his dribble up, clears it back out to Thompson on the left wing. He drives in, cut off to Freem, right wing to McCracken. Back out to Suter, top of the circle. Suter goes left wing to Freem. Freem looking. Nothing there. White dribbles out. Throws a backdoor pass. Nice cut by McCracken. And he fumbled it out of bounds again.
That's got to be at least five of those. They're right there. Just not got quite the handle that they want to have.
I'm going to guess Will McCracken might be coming out because Ryan Stacey's going to the scorers table. And Ryan Stacey is coming in. And Will McCracken is going out. Great cut. I mean, the cut was great.
Ryan yep.
Stacey.
And a timeout.
Talawanda.
We'll probably take a timeout with him. It's a full timeout. We'll come back. 4:51 to go in the basketball game. All Moeller, Crusaders 53, Talawanda 14. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Creating beautiful smiles every day. That is what we do at Casanelli Shanker and Baker Orthodontics. These board-certified orthodontists treat both children and adults and use traditional braces, clear ceramic brackets, and Invisalign to meet their individual patient needs. With offices conveniently located in Westchester and Blue Ash, they provide flexible payment options, convenient hours, and high-quality care. For a free new patient exam, contact Casanelli Shanker and Baker Orthodontics at 513-770-7060. Back
here at Fairfield High School. It's the sectional semifinals in Division I. Richard Skinner and Mike Jones with you. Moeller up 53-14 in running clock territory, but clock stopped just a moment ago because Moeller, because Talawanda took a timeout. Back into the game comes Tommy Winkler, who inbounds it to David Croucher. Croucher going to work it across the timeline with Thompson on him. Throws it out straight away to Heinous. Heinous picks his, hasn't dribbled yet, just put the ball above his head back out to Croucher straight away. Croucher starts to drive in, bounces on the left wing to Fontaine. And Fontaine throws a pass that's rescued on the right sideline by Heinous. Heinous tries to drive on Stacy, picks his dribble up, looking, clears it out to Croucher. Croucher trying to drive. Now he's going to throw up a long three over Thompson, barely drew the front of the rim. The rebound picked up on a hop down inside by Jared Becker, who races back the other way for Moeller. Goes in the corner with it to Colbert. Colbert throws it right wing to Becker. Becker looking for cutters, throws on the elbow. They give it back to Becker, drives to the foul line, clears it out to Thompson. Thompson head fakes a three, now fires a three and got it. Guard Thompson knocks down the bucket.
Number 14.
It's 56-14 Crusaders with under 4 minutes to go in the game. And Talawanda has five players at the scorer's table. Going to check in a moment for the five on the floor. There's Croucher, works behind the screen, starts to drive, books his dribble up, throws a pass down inside, throws it away. Tried to bounce a pass in the lane to Beckett. In for Talawanda come Ben Olenek for the first time. Richter comes back, who started. Braden Wright back in. James comes back in. And in for the first time, Dale Yager. So a bunch of young guys in right now for Talawanda.
Yeah, they got a nice hand going out. I think Talawanda fans, some of the older kids playing in their final game, got a nice hand from the Talawanda crowd.
There's Becker on the right elbow, worked behind the screen of the foul line, clears it off to Suter. Suter throws a pass towards the left baseline. Stacy wasn't ready for it. He caught it. Throws it to Colbert, who throws a long three up front of the rim. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Richter. Richter clears it off to James. James throws a long pass ahead to Dale Yager. Yager on the left sideline, throws up a high arching three, in and out, no good, rebound tipped around, picked up by Richter, put up and in, down along the right. Nice offensive rebound by Jonathan Richter, who stuck it back in and drew the foul.
And Richter's had to sit for quite a while with his fouls, and he looking for a little redemption there. Nice play.
Chase Harding in for Moeller, Brad Colbert goes out. And one free throw up coming for Jonathan Richter. Coming up after the game, we'll have our Outback Steakhouse game time challenge. One of our many challenges throughout the postseason. 5 points to the winner as Richter makes the free throw. Two to the second place finisher and a point for third place. As executive producer Rob Evil part of this, here's a shovel into the corner for three that's no good by Colbert. Or make it by Harding and the rebound to Becker. Clears it out to Thompson. Thompson drives down the lane, cut off, takes it all the way down inside, drew the contact and drew the foul. And guard Thompson going to get a couple of free throws, and with the running clock, that's going to burn some time off.
May burn all the time off.
Craig James picks up the foul. It's going to be his fourth. Not that it really matters a whole lot. Thompson's free throw's up and good.
Is number 14, G. Thompson.
Guard Thompson's second foul shot up. Hit the front of the rim, no good. And a rebound down to Richter with a minute 45 to go. 57-17, the Moeller lead. As James works it up. Throws on the right sideline with it. To Wright, he's a sophomore, off to Yager, who's a sophomore, so they got a bunch of their young guys in right now. Off the right on the right wing, drives towards the top of the key, throws it off to James, high on the left, he's about 30 feet away, works behind a Richter screen, still on the move, throws it high on the right. Yager drives towards the foul line, bounces off on the left wing, out there they throw it around the Yager in the corner, he drives along the left baseline, shovels it up, no good, rebound though, picked up inside and put back up, no, rebound battle for tipped. It is finally going to be saved by Moeller's Patrick Suter. It's a 2-0 on Thompson. Shovels it to Thompson. Thompson head fakes, drives down inside, and he got fouled. Nice pass by Suter, cross court to Thompson. And then Thompson got grabbed from behind as he drove inside, and the foul going to go against Braden Wright. That might burn off the rest of the time. Art Thompson at the line, fires the first one up, missed it. Coming into the game will be Josh Verst. He'll come for James. And Matthew Bowling will also check in to replace Olenek. And also back in comes Reagan Shepard. No substitutions with that running clock. Going to burn off another half a minute. Down to 30 seconds. Thompson's free throw. Oh, front of the rim, danced in. He's got five. All in the fourth quarter. He scored all of Moeller's points in the fourth quarter. 58-17 Crusaders, probably last possession of the game here. Here's Richter. Goes on the left-hand side. Diverse, drives in, cut off. Now driving down the lane, throwing in the corner. Here's a high arcing three that's missed badly. Rebound is tipped and battled for. Recovered by Moeller's guard, Ryan Stacy. clears it behind him. They shovel it to Thompson. That's going to do it. Down to two, down to one, and time runs out in the basketball game. The Boulder Crusaders with a very efficient performance. They led 37-10 at the half. Got it to running clock. Colin Kramer able to play all 15 players. Played 11 in the first half alone. And Moeller with a workmanlike final tally, winning it tonight 58-17 as they will advance to the sectional championship game on Friday night against the winner of the second game here. Be Coleraine taking on West High. Jonesy, you said it in the first half. It was just a workmanlike performance on both ends of the floor for the Crusaders. Carl Kramer able to play everybody. Got a lot of different guys in the scoring column. Got some minutes off some guys perhaps to save a little bit of legs, even though I don't think that's a big problem for this group this time of year. But just kind of a feel-good win for the Boulder Crusaders.
Yeah, you can hardly do anything wrong and lose that game, that's for sure. But, you know, you do have a certain way that you want to approach this game and have everything work out. And I think he would say that worked out exactly the way he wanted. The first eight played well. They gave time to other guys, and nobody got hurt. And they still played a really solid game, even when they had to mix and match some players. And, you know, that second group when the gold team would join in with the blue team guys. So, you know, good work, another opportunity to be on this floor, and they prepare now for Friday night.
Final scoring in the game for Moeller individually. Logan Duncombe led the way with 11. Alex Williams had 10 off the bench. Miles McBride with 9, all of those coming in the first half of play. Let's see, Michael Shipp had 5. Will McCracken had 5. Guard Thompson had 5 off the bench. 4 for Max Land. 3 for Alec Freem for the leading scorer for Moeller. Really didn't look to score a whole lot in this game. Didn't need to. Let's see, 2 for Michael Curran. 2 for Chase Harding. 2 for Carrington Valentine on that great steal and dunk. And then Patrick Suter, Brad Colbert, Ryan Stacey, Jared Becker all played and all failed to score. Moeller all told had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different players score in the ballgame. For Talawanda, scored just 17 points. Leading scorer David Krauscher had 5, 3 for Tristan Fontaine, 3 for Dale Yager, 3 for Craig James, and 3 for Jonathan Richter for their final tally. All right, time now for the Outback Steakhouse Game Time Challenge. We all before the game, me, Mike Jones, and our executive producer engineer Rob Ebel all picked a time on the clock that this game would end. I picked 7:09. Rob picked 7:18. Jonesy picked 7:27.
I forgot about the running clock.
And I'll be darned if it didn't wind up at 7:09. How about that? So I get 5 points. Let's see. Rob gets 2. Jonesy gets 1. The winner at the end of the year will get a steak dinner from Outback from the other two clowns. You forgot about the running clock. I pulled an okie doke on you, Jonesy. I feel bad, man.
Hey.
As soon as I said, what's the running clock, you looked at me with a
rookie
with a white
gets
face.
Beat. Rookie got beat there, baby.
Maybe you'll get us on the next challenge. We'll have that for you coming up as Moeller keeps advancing through tournament play. They will play the sectional championship game Friday. If they win that game, the next game after that will be in the district championship game, which will come up at UD Arena on Saturday, March the 9th.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm sorry about that, Jonesy. Final score tonight, Moeller 58, Talawanda 17. For Mike Jones and our executive producer, engineer, Rob Eagle, I'm Richard Skinner. Thanks for being with us. You've been listening to Moeller Crusaders Basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.